Seeing Beyond is funded by Bonnie Colleen, its advertisers, some of the guests who receive promotional consideration, and by sale of products. Seeing Beyond, Bonnie Colleen, and the owners of this station are not responsible for the opinions or business practices of guests and sponsors. What you hear on Seeing Beyond is not a substitute for professional and medical advice. Seeing Beyond does not recommend a path for anyone to follow, but offers the opportunity for you to explore new ideas. Choose to work with the people and products that support your beliefs. We want always to respect your personal boundaries.
This is Skywatch for Wednesday, July 14th. Dreams? The moon opposes dreamy Neptune early this morning and then turns void, of course, until she enters practical Virgo at 6:15 a.m. Green lights come on for work or play at this moment as the Skywatch clears completely. Virgo energy is well used dealing with the important details of life, with your critters, health matters, and the little chores that make things all work together. Two kisses follow as the moon trines healing Pluto at 12:07 p.m., and then the moon meets sweet Venus in the heavens at 2:14 p.m. Again, this is a stellar time for important sales calls, beautification efforts, social events, on and on. Good vibes will follow you into the evening hours. If your birthday is this week, July 11th through the 17th, this is the year when you can make a major step of growth in your evolution, career, health, and lifestyle, Cancer. The new moon and solar eclipse in your sign are in full power this week, encouraging you to listen to your feelings and instincts and to plan something new in your life. To help you, Venus, Mars, and Saturn are all in realistic, efficient, and health-conscious Virgo in your new solar return, the chart of your new year. The unique and powerful Jupiter-Uranus conjunction in Aries, also in your solar return, can spark a new awareness of your needs, goals, and open the door to a big opportunity in the months ahead. Don't be afraid to get out of your customary patterns. This is a good year to clean out your closet and to set new standards in your life, Cancer. The healing Venus-Pluto trine in the heavens now also shines in your new solar return. And that means love wins as times change. I'm Lance Ferguson.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Seeing Beyond. It is just an honor and a privilege to be here on Seeing Beyond, guest hosting for Bonnie Colleen today. And what I want to tell you is get your cup of coffee, get your cold drink, sit down. We are going to have a sizzling, fun, exciting hour. What we're going to talk about today is how do you get what you really, 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 really want? That's what we're going to talk about. Anyway, what I want to do is tell you a little bit about me first. Who am I? So I'm a success coach, and which means that I help people to achieve their dreams and get what you really, really, really want, which, of course, is what we're going to be talking about today. So what I do is I'm a certified master NLP practitioner, hypnotherapist, coach, and timeline therapy practitioner. So I use lots of fun, really interesting little techniques to help you to achieve what you want. And very often we are in our own way and we don't quite know how to move beyond that. And, you know, what I want to tell you is that I am enormously, enormously grateful for Seeing Beyond. If it was not for Seeing Beyond, I really would not be the woman and have the career that I have today. And I was somebody who was not afraid to pick up the phone and call for help and assistance. And there are countless people who have been on Bonnie's show who I have reached out to and who have helped me to move beyond my own shortcomings, my own blocks. And so it was very, very, very incredible to be able to be helped in that way. So why do you want a coach? I mean, why do you need a coach? Well, if you think and you look around, and certainly we were all watching soccer last weekend, they have a coach. People who sing have a coach, voice coaches, people who are good swimmers, everybody in sports, people have financial coaches. So a coach is like a guide. And what I do is I support you in achieving, I assist you. I don't do it for you, but I help you to get what it is that you so deeply desire. So let's get back. All right. And today we're going to be taking some callers. So, and what we're going to be doing is I will, if you have a simple problem, a simple issue, what I can do is I can often help people to get a jump start and move through that. So if you would like to call in, you can call in at 415-543-8255. So let's talk a little bit about how do you get what you really, really, really want. What if I told you that there were three simple steps? That's right. Three simple steps that without question, you could get what you want. Pretty cool, huh? What if I told you that there was one simple thing that you could do that would instantly move you towards your desire? You know, do you know that in life we often get what we get what we expect, which is often not necessarily what we want? Yikes. Okay. That gives you really something to think about. Let me start out with a story. It's a really fun story that I want to tell you about. Okay. And this story will demonstrate the power of belief. It's a story of an old man who woke up one day and he decided he was a zombie. He refused to take care of himself and he stopped eating. His family took him to see the psychiatrist. They didn't know what to do. They tried all the normal things that you try. And the psychiatrist spent hours and hours and hours trying to convince the man that he was not a zombie, but to no avail. Anyway, finally the psychiatrist asked the man, "Do zombies bleed?" You know, this was a pretty smart psychiatrist, right? So the man replied, "Of course zombies don't bleed. They're dead." The psychiatrist was thrilled at that response, pulled out a needle, and quickly pricked the man's hand. Sure enough, he began to bleed. Psychiatrist was feeling pretty cool at this point in time. So the man looked at his hand, looked at the psychiatrist, and said, "I'll be damned. Zombies do bleed." That is the power of our belief. Do you know that we are belief-making machines? I tell my clients, don't believe everything you think. That's right. Because very often what we think is not what is what we want and what is going to take us towards what we want. So what is it that you're expecting out there, listeners? You know, do you know that no expectations are really an expectation of no? Think about that a little bit. So what I help people do is align their expectations, all right, to bring them the results that they want. And remember, in life, we either have results or we have reasons and excuses. So what is it that you actually want? Let's take a minute and let's talk about cause and effect, all right? So think about this. This is kind of called the equation of life. So we're either on the cause side of the equation or the effect, all right? But actually, before we get to that, let me ask you a question. I want to have a little interactive playtime today, all right? Choose something that you want. Think about something that you want. It can either be big or small. Think about it. If you're somewhere where you can write it down and you have a pen handy, go ahead and jot it down, all right? And write it down. All right. Now, look at what you wrote down or imagine it in your mind, what it is that you want, either big or small. And let me ask you this question. Take a deep breath. That's right. Let me ask you this question. All right. What do you need not to do that if you did it would not hold you back? That's right. Ask yourself that question. Just see what comes up for you. It's an interesting play with our neurology, and something sometimes happens when I ask that question of my clients. And then I want to ask you this. If you did know, what would it be? That's right. What stops you? That's right. So is it economic times? Is it thoughts like I'm not smart enough? I'm too old. It's not my time. It's too hard. It's going to be a struggle. You know, it's really interesting because all we have to do is pick up the newspaper today And we look and we see that the headlines are set up to attract fear. Oh my God, fear, fear, economic times. You know, you listen to the news and of course there's no good news stations on. Every once in a while you get a little good news story. But what I love is you watch the news, you're feeling all down. And then at the commercials, okay, we have a commercial for take this drug or that drug. And then at the end it says, and be careful because, you know, this drug could cause irreparable harm and so on and so forth. So I don't watch a lot of TV and watch a lot of headlines because I'm very, very, very cautious, all right, about what gets into my space and how I feel. And so I advise all of you to do the same thing. The thing about fear, it's a really interesting thing. If we are in fear, we are not response able. Interesting. Responsible, we are not response able. So then how can you bask in the glow of each day? All right. The first thing I want to tell you to do is turn your boat. Imagine you're in a boat and you're on the river of life, okay? Turn your boat and go with the flow. That's right, the river of life. You know, very often we're in this upstream struggle. And what's really, really interesting is most people get awards, they get statues erected for being in the upstream struggle. And here it is, you know, Johnny will get an award for struggling the most. Oh my gosh, what if you didn't have to struggle? That's right. What if you could go with the flow? That's exactly right. You know what I'd like to do right now is I'd like to go ahead and take a caller right now before it's time for our break. So let's go ahead and go to John from San Francisco on line one. Hello, John.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, John?
I'm okay. Say I'm okay.
All right.
So, real quick, I'm one of these people back in the late 60s, 70s that was labeled a troubled kid, but undiagnosed bipolar and OCD for 30 years. So I slipped through the cracks, not like nowadays. And then, so nothing really made sense until I got medicated now for, properly medicated for 17 years. I'm 48 now. Also have 17 years in sobriety.
Great.
So my question is, I gave up. Every time I tried to stand up since I was a kid to follow dreams, I just fell down because nothing really made sense. So I kind of gave up on everything. Like you said, I have no expectations anymore. And so I kind of just drift along and with the help of a higher power, not really expecting much anymore because there was too much negative in the past, you know?
Yes.
Bad things happened between my mom between infancy and age 12. It just goes on and on. And the thing is, I'm older now, and the only thing I really want is a good pair of running shoes. Serious.
So, John, thank you for sharing. Like many people, we stop ourselves, even if we don't want to. So the question that I want to ask you, John, is what's important to you about not having any expectations? What's important to you about falling down? In life, John, we have something that's called an intended positive outcome. So everything we do, every behavior, everything we do has what we call an intended positive outcome. We often don't know what that is because it's running at an unconscious level. But sometimes when I ask these questions, it kind of triggers a little bit and sets off a new pathway so that you can think a little bit differently. So what I would suggest to you, John, is get a pen and a piece of paper or sit at your computer and up at the top of the page, write what's important to me about not having any expectations.
Okay.
All right? And then after you're done with that, up at the top of the next page, write what stops me.
Okay.
Okay. And, John, feel free to give me a call,
I was gonna ask you
at 800-680-2137.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome, John. I'm going to go to a break right now, but before I do, I want to let everybody know that I have some wonderful offerings today for all of our listeners. I have, for any of the listeners that call me today, I have a half-price two-hour coaching session. That's a phenomenal value. It is a $250 value, and your investment is $125 if you act now. So there's two ways that you can reach me. You can call me at 800-680-2137. 2137 or email me at gail@gailfallon, F-A-L-L-O-N, McDonald, McDonald.com. Or you can go to my website, which is www.heartofyoursuccess.com. That's www.heartofyoursuccess.com. And then I have some more offerings for you, but right now we're going to go to break.
Are you one of those people taking many supplements? Are you tired of yet another new supplement? How do you know if they're working? Well, search no more. Bio Superfood is the perfect brain food. With Bio Superfood, when you increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Find out more at BioAge.com.
A special announcement for all you Seeing Beyond listeners. This is Dave Stouter, owner of Apple Health Foods. Many of you know me as host of The Vitamin Shelf. Comes on this station, KEST, every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. We're starting a second hour on Monday. Every Monday from 7 to 8 a.m. and Thursday, you can listen to the best cutting-edge, up-to-date nutritional information that's available on the radio. Again, I invite you to tune in every Thursday and Monday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Be there.
Lisa Barnett, the Akashic Record Expert, is offering listeners of Seeing Beyond amazing specially discounted rates on her private consultations and weekend workshops. Lisa helps clients to clear blocks so they are able to move forward on their soul's chosen path. She can also help you create more abundance in your life or look at relationship issues as they relate to past or present lives. With the divine guidance of the masters of the Akashic field, it's easy to find the hidden beliefs and fears that hold us back. Call 415-492-0262 now. That's 415-942-0262 now to receive $40 off a private consultation or $55 off a weekend workshop. 415-492-0260 or visit our website at akashicknowing.com.
All right, welcome back to Seeing Beyond. Again, I'm your guest host today, sitting in for Bonnie Colleen. My name is Gail Fallon McDonald, and I am a success coach, and I help people to truly achieve what they deeply desire. I am the author of two books, and one has been released already and is out, and that is GPS for Success. And I'm co-author with John Gray, Les Brown, and Stephen Covey. And in that book, I talk about the system that I've designed for my clients, which is called the Heart of Success System. So it's really a very simple system that I use with my clients. And what I'm so excited about is that my next book is actually going through final edit with the publisher, and that's called Stepping Stones for Success. And in that book, I'm co-author with Jack Canfield, Deepak Chopra, and Dennis Waitley. And what I talk about in that book is I talk about my Heart of Success perfect size system. Now, of course, both of the systems I've had personal experience with. Many of you who know me know that I used to be significantly heavier and really spent years and years of my life in tremendous misery and loathing, I must say. And so I lost 75 pounds and have kept it off. And so what I have developed as a result of that is the Heart of Success Perfect Size System, where I help you and assist you to find your perfect size, and we break through your barriers. You know, and I'll tell you one quick thing about that. How many of you have read stories about people who win the lottery? You know, they were poor and broke and destitute, and then all of a sudden they win $5 million or $2 million, and it's incredible, and everybody's so thrilled for them. And then you read a little article later, okay, and it talks about how they're now destitute again. They lost all their money. Okay. Or many of you watch the TV show The Biggest Loser. And I was reading an article recently about one of the gentlemen who put all his weight back on. And why is that? And that is because at the core of the issue is our identity and our belief structure. If we do not go and deal with our identity and our belief structure, okay, then we will not have the sustaining effects and impacts that we so want to have. So I always thought, I'm a fat person. Yep, That's it. That's my lot in life. It's going to be brutal. It's going to be a struggle. And all of those wonderful things that caused me great pain on a regular basis. Today, I don't think of myself as a fat person anymore. So my identity supports who I am, and that's why I'm able to move forward. If I go a few pounds up or a few pounds down, you know, immediately my identity will say, hey, where's your perfect size? Let's go and get to your perfect size. So what I also want to tell you is any of the radio listeners today, Seeing Beyond listeners, who call in, this is my other offering. If you, I have a special website set up, and that is that you go to www.heartofyoursuccess.com/radio special. And if you go to that webpage, then, and you order my new book, I will do two things. All right. And my book is $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And what I will do is I will send you a free hypnotherapy CD that will both relax and enable you to create with confidence and clarity. It's really a wonderful CD. And what I will also do is I will send you, when my next book comes out, I will send you a complimentary copy. So you're basically getting two for one plus a free hypnotherapy CD. So it's a great deal, and you will greatly enjoy these books. There are some wonderful other chapters in there as well. So what I say to you is get your jump start now. What are you waiting for? I mean, what has waiting cost you already? So let's go back to those simple steps. And remember that thing that I told you is you could just make one small change, do one small thing, and you would have a significant instantaneous effect. All right. So what it is I call it my secret weapon of thought. Okay. Or SWOT. SWOT. I like that. I like those fun little things. I like to have fun with things. I'm all about having fun. Anybody who knows me is I'm high energy and I'm all about having fun. You know, life is meant to be enjoyed. Life is meant to be joyous. It is not meant to be a struggle. We are the ones that create the struggle, and we adopt the beliefs from society, from people that we grew up with, or from the headlines today. We adopt those beliefs that kind of tell us it's supposed to be a struggle. So back to your SWOT, your secret weapon of thinking, all right? Are you ready? Because if you do this one thing, it will instantaneously change things for you. And if you just keep repeating this, you will begin to talk yourself into relief. So here's what it is. Get your pen, get your paper, okay? All right, get your listening ears on. All right, it is just this simple phrase. Let's say you want, I'll use a silly example of blue pens. Let's say you want more blue pens, all right? So, and you don't have any blue pens right now. You don't know anybody that has blue pens. Here's what you do. You say, wouldn't it be nice if? And then you tack on the statement at the end. Wouldn't it be nice if I had all the blue pens I wanted? Wouldn't it be nice if I had plenty of money to pay my bills every month? Wouldn't it be nice if I was at my perfect size? Even if you're out shopping, let's say, for a new dress, wouldn't it be nice if I found the perfect dress easily and effortlessly? Wouldn't it be nice if I had a great day at work today? Wouldn't it be nice if traffic flowed smoothly? All right, all of those things. So here's what happens with that. Let's say you want a new car, all right, and you don't have the financial means to get it, and you don't know how you're going to get it or whatnot. It's a funny thing. If we do an affirmation, and we all know about affirmations, affirmations are a statement that we make stated in the positive, as if now, and affirmations are, you know, very popular, and we've all done them for years. There's a good thing about affirmations and then a challenging thing. The good thing about affirmations is that it's positive, all right, and it shifts our thinking. But here's the challenge with affirmations is our unconscious mind, okay, is very wise and very smart, okay, and pretty much runs the show for us. So let's say you do an affirmation for a new car and you say, I have a new car, a beautiful new black car, et cetera, et cetera. And so what happens is your unconscious mind says, no, you don't. No, you don't. And then part of you, your conscious mind goes, yes, I do. And then your unconscious mind says, no, you don't. And that's because your unconscious mind is pretty smart and it knows that you don't have the car yet. So with this statement, all right, it shifts things immediately. And that is a way for you to be in full rapport with your unconscious mind. And what your unconscious mind says is, after you say, wouldn't it be nice if I had a brand new black car soon? And your unconscious mind says, totally cool. That would be really cool. I would love that. So that's your secret weapon of thought. Wouldn't it be nice if? And I'm telling you, use it for everything, small, large. If you're in the line waiting for coffee in the morning and you're rushing to an appointment, say, wouldn't it be nice if this line moves quickly? If it's for the big thing and you're looking for the relationship of your dreams, wouldn't it be nice if I was with, you know, the partner of my dreams, okay? And all of those things. And you actually will feel a physical shift in yourself, okay? Every time I do that, I get goosebumps, all right? Because, and that means that I'm in rapport with my unconscious mind and my body is responding. So that's very, 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 very cool. So now, how about those three simple steps that I promised you that if you do them, will absolutely get you what you want. So what about those? Let's talk about the first step. The first step is decide. That's right, decide. Now, if any of you are anything like me, I never wanted to decide. You know why I didn't want to decide? I didn't want to decide because what if it didn't happen? So for me, not deciding was a way of preventing me from being disappointed. So, and I tell you something about disappointment. Learn to discipline your disappointment. We have disappointments every day, okay? Small ones, larger ones, whatever it is. So you just learn to discipline that a little bit. So that's just a little side thing I want you to stick in your hat and think about that as we go forward. So anyway, so decide. That's right. You need to be clear. You need to be definitive, all right? Once we decide, then we actually set up a system and we set things up to be in synchronicity so that we can move towards what we desire. Let yourself uncover your desire. If you have the desire, then you also have the ability to create it. That's exactly right. So live in the question, what would it take for me to have the brand new car that I want? Living in the question means that you use questions to bypass those limited answers that your mind has. Really interesting. The Latin word for decide, which is decidere, means literally to cut off. So once you decide, you cut off the other possibilities, you're clear. Imagine that you're a radio tower. Just imagine, all right? And you're sending out signals for what it is that you desire, all right? People, places, things to come and help you. So imagine that your radio signals are, well, whatever. I won't dream too big, and I'll just hope a little. I used to do this trick with myself. If I don't really decide, then naturally good, wonderful things will come to me. And I couldn't understand why I kept having the same things over and over again, the same challenges and the same things. Because I thought, I'm a good person. If I'm a good person, won't good things come to my life? No, I need to take the action to make it happen. And decision is the very, very, very first thing. So the more you live in the question, the more infinite possibilities show up. I love how synchronicity works in my life. Absolutely love it. My relationship with Bonnie, my relationship with other hosts on KEST, people who have come into my life to help me, the book, the publishing of the book. I decided that I wanted to write a book. So I wrote it down and I began a file on my computer of what I would put in my book. I will tell you it's a story for another time, but one day I got a phone call about a book that was being done and literally got interviewed that day. It literally fell into my lap. So I say to you, decide. Take the action right now. All right. Stop trying to figure it out. Just decide. We're getting ready to have another break right now. I'm so enjoying this time. So I want to remind you that this is Gail Fallon McDonald. My website is www.heartofyoursuccess.com. You can contact me at 800-680-2137. Email me at Gail at GailFallonMcDonald.com. And I also want to remind you that for all listeners who call me today, this is a special for today only, you will get a half-price introductory two-hour coaching session. That's a full coaching session with me, 2 hours. This is a $250 value, and your investment is $125 if you act now. So let's move on for our break, and I'll see you after the break.
Good news. Recent guest David Elliott, author of Reluctant Healer, will be joining many of you Seeing Beyond listeners at East West Books this Saturday, July 17th at 7:30 p.m. for one of their free lectures. And he'll be returning the next day, Sunday, July 18th, for a workshop, 1:30 to 5 p.m. on Unleashing Your Healing Potential. It's only $49 in advance or $60 the day of the event. So do call East West Books to make your reservation, 650-988-9800. That's 650-988-9800.
A special announcement for all you Seeing Beyond listeners. This is Dave Stouter, owner of Apple Health Foods. Many of you know me as host of The Vitamin Shelf. Comes on this station, KEST, every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. We're starting a second hour on Monday. Every Monday from 7 to 8 a.m. and Thursday, you can listen to the best cutting-edge, up-to-date nutritional information that's available on the radio. Again, I invite you to tune in every Thursday and Monday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Be there.
Allison Maslin, number one best-selling author of Blast Off, The Surefire Success Plan to Launch Your Dreams into Reality, talks about how this Friday, July 16th, 8 to 9 a.m. Please join me, Bonnie Colleen, and Allison Maslin then. That's this Friday, July 16th, 8 to 9 a.m. Find out more on the calendar section at seeingbeyond.com.
All right, welcome back to Seeing Beyond. This is your guest host for Seeing Beyond, Gail Fallon McDonald, and it is just a thrill to be here. I'm having so much fun in here in the studio. There's something about being here in the studio, an enthusiasm and an energy and a thrill. I just absolutely love it. So one thing I want to say about making a decision is think about this. Make the decision that just gets your feet moving. And life will show you what's true. So just do that. Do yourself a favor and make a decision. You know, even if it's something small, make a decision and decide what it is that you want. That's exactly right. So I also want to tell you a little bit about what I do and what do I offer. So I offer individual sessions. I offer coaching packages. I offer ongoing monthly support coaching packages. And then I offer in-depth personal breakthrough sessions. Now, how did I get to the point where I was able to lose the weight and achieve what I want in my life? I actually had a personal breakthrough session and on a couple of different occasions around a couple of different things. So what happens in a personal breakthrough session is you get to spend anywhere from 6 to 10 or 11 hours individually with me over the course of, generally it's over the course of a weekend or over the course of a couple of days. Sometimes we have them a few days apart. And I go into great depth as to, you know, what it is that you want and what it is that's blocking you. And in that session, I uncover the conflicts, the limiting beliefs, the negative emotions, and then we get to absolutely eliminate that so that you have, imagine you're on a field, okay, and you're playing football, and all of a sudden the field opens up and you can go and make your touchdown. That's what I do for you, okay? I get you on the field, suited up, okay? I give you the ball and I let you run for it. So let's see. We were talking about those three simple steps. So here's what I'd like to do. We did just step number one. Remember, step number one was decide. All right. And remember, you all have your secret weapon of thought, your SWOT, all right, which is wouldn't it be nice if. And now we're going to move on to step number two. Step number two, very, 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 very powerful. Step number two is assess. So you assess where you are. Now, I don't know about you, all right, but I'm able to kind of assess some of where I'm at And then I actually need assistance to assess. And then once I assess, I need assistance and resources to help me where I'm at. So what assess does is it helps to uncover what your limiting decisions and your beliefs are, and it helps to erase doubt, all right? Because very often, once we decide, which is a very powerful and very necessary first step, once we decide where what it is that we want, then sometimes we have that little, you know, you have that little, that thought behind the thought, that thinking behind the thinking that says, well, I don't know if you can do that. Are you sure? Maybe you're not smart enough. Maybe it's going to be too hard. Maybe, oh my gosh, the economy and all of those things. So what I do is I go in there and I help you to erase doubt, and I use very simple techniques. So we eliminate unuseful strategies, we align your values, and we help you to stay motivated. Let me kind of take a minute and talk about motivation. Motivation is a very, very interesting thing. We're all motivated. We're motivated to do literally everything we do in life, all right? So there are two kinds of motivation. There's what we call towards motivation and away from motivation. So let me give you an example. I'll use me as an example, okay, since I had such tremendous vast experience with this. So let's talk about my weight loss and when I was fat. So my motivation, okay, for losing weight was I don't want to be fat. I hate being fat. That was my motivation. I hate how I feel. I don't want to feel this way. I don't want to feel fat. That's what we call an away from motivation. So in other words, it's moving away from pain, all right? And so, and then the other kind of motivation is what we call towards motivation. So for instance, I have towards motivation today with my health. And my towards motivation is I want to be healthy and feel good about myself. So that's moving towards pleasure. All right. Away from motivations only last for so long and they always disappear. Give you an example. So when my motivation was I don't want to be fat, here's what happened to me. So as soon as I would lose, let's say, 15 pounds or 20 pounds and that awful bloated feeling, yuck, 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 you know, would go away, then I would not feel, quote, fat anymore, and I would lose my motivation. So what I did was in my personal breakthrough session was I eliminated all of the beliefs and doubts around that, and then I was able to align my motivation so that I have a towards motivation. So remember the story I told you about the zombie, all right? And that's where timeline therapy comes in. And I'm a certified timeline therapy practitioner. And it's a very, very simple process. Let me just talk a little bit about negative emotions. Negative emotions are things like anger, fear, sadness, hurt, and guilt. Those are the general ones, and those are the big ones. And negative emotions block the flow of energy in your body. The latest thinking in quantum biology indicates, interestingly enough, that emotions trapped in the body have the real possibility of creating functional blockages in the neurology and in our nervous system. So imagine trapped emotions could actually cause the brain to send wrong signals to various organs in the body. Oh my gosh. All right. So, and since we haven't let go of those emotions, they can be the source of discomfort, but also the source of other physical problems like heart attack. Let me tell you about a study that was done. The American Medical Association 10 years ago acknowledged, this was a big deal, they acknowledged that negative emotions can play a role in dis-ease. In a 30-year retrospective study, interestingly enough, of type A behavior, it was pointed out that the major contributing factor was anger. Now, in the original study done 30 years ago, they thought, oh, okay, you know, it's because of high-driving executives, they work long hours, they're competitive, they're all stressed out. No. This study actually shows, all right, that it's not the long hours, not the stress, not the hard work, not the competition. You know what it is? It's the anger. It's the negative emotion. So can you imagine if you're holding on to anger, fear, sadness, hurt, guilt, resentment, jealousy, okay, you know, can you just imagine if you're holding on to that, the impact that that could have in your life? The other thing is that negative emotions block the flow of success and keep us from achieving our goals. Well, hello, I'm like a negative emotion cleaner outer now, okay? You know, I mean, I'm constantly eliminating my negative emotion. And so, and it's very easy to do. You know what the other reason is? They feel terrible. think about a time when you felt angry or sad or fearful in the past. Did you just say to yourself, oh, gee, woohoo, this feels great. I hope I can continue to feel this way all day. I don't think so, okay? I don't know about you, but I'm a joy machine. I like to be happy. I like to feel good. I like to be moving towards what it is that I want to do. So let's take a moment now, all right? And I'll talk a little bit more about negative emotions and how you can be the master of your mind rather than your negative emotions mastering you. So let's take a moment, and I'd like to take a caller. We have Gwen from Alameda on the line. Good morning, Gwen. Thanks for calling. Oh, let's see. I think Kwong is going to... There we go. All right. Good morning,
Hi.
Gwen.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you? Thanks for calling in.
Well, thank you. I'm enjoying the program.
Great.
I'm somewhat of a late bloomer in the entertainment business because I was a stay-at-home mom and raising children, but I love to dance and sing, primarily jazz, blues, and I just got an opportunity to be a part of a folk opera. So now I'm, wanting to see how to move forward. And I'm totally afraid in thinking in terms of doing this as a livelihood.
Yes.
But I'd love to, if not fully, make a living at it, make some at it. And so I'm just wondering what your take is on it.
Well, thank you, Gwen. And first of all, a late bloomer is better than no bloomer. So so good for you. And I hear the joy in your voice when you talk about that. So, and I know that you feel that.
Mm-hmm.
So what I would say to you, what I hear from you, Gwen, is I'm wondering if you are clear enough on what you desire. Because what I do here is that you're giving some reasons and excuses as to why maybe this wouldn't be a full-time thing for you or why you couldn't be successful.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're putting that message out there, then of course you're getting some mixed messages back and
mm-hmm.
you'll continue to get that doubt back for you. So what I would say to you is be really clear about
mm-hmm.
what it is that you expect. All right? And be really clear about deciding. If you are given a desire and a passion and a purpose, then you are also being given the exact resources to have it happen. And those
mm-hmm.
people, resources, places, opportunities will come to you. You know, I say to my clients, Gwen, there is nothing wrong with you that can't be corrected with what's right with you. It's
mm-hmm.
only accessing those resources.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, accessing those resources.
That's right. So what I say to you is, again, like I said to our other caller, go ahead and get a pen and a piece of paper or sit down at your computer, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And what I would write is, what do I want?
What do I want? Yeah.
Yes. And then after you write what you want, after you get done with that, write down right at the top of the page, what do I really want?
Okay.
All right. And then after you're done with that, at the top of the next page, write down, what do I really, really want, but I'm afraid to even think about?
Okay.
Okay. And have fun with that. And give me a follow-up call, Gwen. I'd love to hear from you at 800-680-2137 or email me at Gail,
mm-hmm.
G-A-I-L, at Gail. Fallon, F-A-L-L-O-N, MCDONALD.com.
M-O?
Gail Fallon
McDonald.com. Oh, okay. Yes. Okay.
And you can also go to my website, Gwen. And my website is www.heartofyoursuccess.com.
Heart of your success. Yes. Okay.
Yes. I'm from Boston, so people sometimes give me a little bit of a hard time about my accent. And I was just back there, so I got to spruce it up a little bit. All right?
Well, thank you very much. You've been great and very informative. So
you know what, Gwen? Thank
best.
You. Thank you for calling, and I really look forward to hearing from you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. And, you know, mm-hmm. we're getting ready, listeners, for another break. And I just want to remind you that for all of the listeners, I have a special offering, and that is that Remember, I have one book that's out, GPS for Success, where I talk about my Heart of Success system. And then I have another one, Stepping Stones for Success, which is coming out late summer, early fall. So if you purchase my book and you go to www.heartofyoursuccess.com/radio special and you order my book, I will gift you a hypnotherapy CD, and I will also gift you a copy of my soon-to-be-released book. So that is a great deal. And again, I just want to remind everybody that you are worth it. So take the time. My sessions can be done in person or over the phone, and I do take credit cards to make it easy for you. And we're going to go to break right now. We'll be back after break.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? You don't have to live that way. Call Lancer Chiropractic and not only get reduction of symptoms, but increase your energy, vitality, and fitness. Do it now and help your community at the same time. Receive initial consult, exam, x-rays for $75 and 5 cans of food donated to Second Harvest Bank. And this is good through July 30th. So call Lancer Chiropractic in Sunnyvale at 408-245-5454 today to make your appointment. That's 408-245-5454. You can also visit them at lancerchiropractic.com.
Great news, everyone. Now you can listen to KEST on the web. Go to KESTradio.com and you can hear your favorite personal growth programs live. So tell your friends all over the world to tune in every weekday morning Pacific time from 6 to 11 for the best radio programs on improving your life. Tune in to KEST to hear the pioneer of personal growth radio, Bonnie Colleen of Seeing Beyond, best-selling author Dr. Len Saputo of Prescriptions for Health, world-renowned author and healer Master Shaw, and many more informative, inspiring, and insightful programs. KEST 1450 is the leader in personal growth radio, and for over 20 years has brought positive change to the lives of thousands of people. KEST, now live on the web at KESTradio.com.
Good news. Recent guest David Elliott, author of Reluctant Healer, will be joining many of you Seeing Beyond listeners at East West Books this Saturday, July 17th at 7:30 p.m. for one of their free lectures. And he'll be returning the next day, Sunday, July 18th, for a workshop, 1:30 to 5 p.m. on Unleashing Your Healing Potential. It's only $49 in advance or $60 the day of the event. So do call East West Books to make your reservations, 650-988-9800. That's 650-988-9800.
All right, welcome back to Seeing Beyond. This is Gail Fallon McDonald. I am your guest host sitting in for Bonnie Colleen today, and I am having such a great time. It's just so exciting being here. You know, we're talking about success today, and we're talking about how to get what you really, 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 really want. And like we talked to Gwen, when I talked to Gwen, our last caller, sometimes we're not sure what we want because fear gets in the way. And so what I do is I help you get very specific and we uncover that for yourself. So what I want to say to you right now is, what has waiting to not have what you want now cost you already? Think about that. Can you afford to wait any longer? Imagine where you were 2 years ago, 3 years ago. Imagine yourself going forward in 2011, 2012. Can you afford to be in the same place you're in right now? It's not worth it. You deserve more, okay? So think about that and give me a call at 800-680-2137. I also want to talk about every month or two, I have what I call power events. and I have them live in Pacifica. And my next power event is going to be on Thursday, August 5th from 7 to 9 p.m. These regular power events are so much fun. They're very informal. We have fun snacks. We all sit around. And they focus on assisting you to identify what you truly desire, and we begin to clear away the blockages to achieving that. So this event will be held in Pacifica. Your investment for the evening is only $40. And again, you can call me at 800-680-2137 or email me at gail@gailfallonmcdonald.com. So let's go back for a minute and let's talk about negative emotions. So, which is rather a negative subject to talk about, but it's important because it keeps us from what we desire. Negative emotions are stored at the unconscious mind. So let's talk about the unconscious mind for a minute. Your unconscious mind, it doesn't really want the negative emotions there, okay, because they're not good for you, but it stores them until we know what to do with them. It's kind of like a filing cabinet. It keeps things in a filing cabinet, just takes the next one in and takes the next one in, puts them all together until we get what we call the learnings. And that's something that I do in timeline therapy. And so in a timeline therapy session, you learn how to become a master communicator with your unconscious mind. Your unconscious mind is the part of you that, think about this, it commands your heart to beat 60 to 70 times a minute, circulates your blood, breathes for you, circulates your lymph system, causes your immune system to work. I'm thinking that's a pretty smart thing. That's right. It does all of that and 1,000 times more. So think about this. Let this in. If it can do these miraculous things so automatically, do you really think helping you to create things you want in your life would be difficult for it? Of course not. Once you learn how to communicate effectively with your unconscious mind, it will automatically help you create the future that you want again and again and again and again. That's exactly right. So, with timeline therapy, you're able to kind of go back on your timeline. It's very simple. What I love about timeline therapy and in the work that I did is I didn't have to get the box of Kleenex and go through and relive every memory and feel all the emotion. No, I just had to eliminate it. And it's a very simple, believe it or not, we can eliminate all negative emotions. Let's say we begin with fear. We can usually eliminate fear in 15 minutes or less. Now, that's pretty cool when you think about that. 15 minutes or less for eliminating negative emotions, I'm thinking that's pretty cool. So picture your unconscious mind like you would a closet. If your closet hasn't been cleaned out in a while and is filled to capacity with old clothes that you never got rid of, then there's no room in that closet for beautiful new clothes. Your unconscious mind is similar. We just need to eliminate and the old, what doesn't serve you, and make room for the new. That's what it's all about. So you don't have to learn to live with your negative emotions. You don't have to learn to keep it under control or manage it or anything like that. You don't have to learn to stuff it. You can let go of those emotions from the past. The process is very easy and simple. And like I said, even a five-year-old can do it. So let's talk about limiting decisions. What the heck is a limiting decision? Well, obviously, it's something that limits you. A limiting decision is something that we decide, and it runs at the unconscious level on a full-time basis. So, for instance, for me, I'm going to be a fat person, or it's going to be really hard to lose the weight. That was a limiting decision. Limiting beliefs and any doubt we had is always preceded at a limiting decision. So it's really interesting how we get in touch with that. So one of my clients that I work with is a realtor. And so she came to me and she was having a difficult time. She was feeling like her business wasn't quite where it was supposed to be. And it was the fall. It was getting into the winter. And so she came to see me, and many of my clients come to see me on a regular basis so they can, shall we say, keep their closet clean. All right. So they come to see me. So she came to see me, and in the course of conversation, and there's certain ways that I ask questions and that will trigger you to pull out those answers that are kind of lurking in the unconscious mind that you may not even be consciously aware of. So what we found out is that she had made a decision and had a belief that real estate doesn't sell in the winter. Nothing sells in the winter. So it was very interesting. And the moment she identified that, you know, she kind of got goosebumps and she got that deep feeling. And we kind of call it a kinesthetic response, that was the big one. That was the big limiting decision. And so we went back, and interestingly enough, we found out from her that her former husband had made that comment, an innocuous comment, one day, all right, and she took that on as her own belief. And that's what we often do. We will often take these beliefs on, and we will make decisions about them. We don't know that we have this going on, because at the conscious level, we're thinking like she was thinking, I'm a successful realtor. I want to sell houses, okay? I want to make a lot of money. You know, I want to feel good about myself. But if she had this decision running at the unconscious level, then that was really what was running the show, because the unconscious mind is what directs everything. So again, like I said, all we have to do is learn how to communicate with our unconscious mind, eliminate those negative emotions, eliminate those limiting decisions, and then we're able to move forward. So one of my clients that I work with always says to me, why does this always happen to me? Things always happen to me. Now, did it always happen to her? Absolutely it happened to her. So, and why? Because that's what she believed. So we find, though, what I find and what we found together is after finding that decision, we always find that things are different moving forward. Remember how I talked about with one of our other callers that everything has an intended positive outcome? Very important that we know that there's nothing wrong with what we're doing or the behavior that we're having. It's just that we need to find a different way to deal with that intended positive outcome and to achieve it. So what I just want to do is really, really quickly, okay, is I want to tell you what that third step is. You know, we talked about that third step. That third step, okay, is a huge one. That third step is about taking action. That's step three. When you were a kid, did you hit the snooze alarm 27 times before you got up? I don't think so. Nope. I know when I was a kid, I bolted out of bed, okay? Even though my parents begged me to stay asleep and stay in bed, I bolted out of bed and every day was exciting. What if you approached life with questions like that? What can I do now? What else is possible? It was a magical time and you approached life like that. What if you did that? That's right. So let me tell you now that take the time. It's been an absolute, absolute pleasure for me to be here. I'm going to be on again on August 23rd. That's a Monday from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. We'll be having another rockin' hour, okay? And again, remember my offer, okay, to the people that call today, any of the listeners, you get a half-price coaching session, $250 value. Your investment is $125, all right? Please come and sign up for my event on Thursday, August 5th from 7 to 9 p.m. I really look forward to seeing everybody there. And log on to the website and order my special, order the book, and you get a free hypnotherapy CD. And you will get a complimentary copy of my book, Stepping Stones for Success. Let me leave you with a famous quote from Will Rogers. And I love this, okay? Even if you're on the right track, you'll get run over if you just sit there. So let's get moving and get your jump start now. And thank you, everybody, for listening in on Seeing Beyond today. Have a fabulous day.
Hi, this is Dr. Len Saputo, and I want to let you know about my